Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
My fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Wednesday, January 4th, 2017. And we are coming to you from the RWB Network studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, wait. It's a comet. No, wait again. It's two comets. NASA is saying that later this week a comet could be visible from Earth. And in February, what they think is a second comet could come pretty close to our glowing blue ball. The first one, C-2016 U-1 Neowise, should be visible through a pair of binoculars. After it passes, it'll be gone for a few thousand years. As for the second space rock hurtling towards us, which is about a kilometer wide, it may be a bit harder to see unless their math is wrong, in which case we'll get a pretty good look at it. Oh boy, make NASA great again. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, VP-elect Mike Pence visits Capitol Hill to go over a game plan with Republicans in Congress regarding a timeline for replacing the Unaffordable Care Act. At the same time, new Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer rallies his troops by handing out samples of Geritol and Rogaine before cramming this motley crew in front of the fawning mainstream media press. We'll talk about what was said on both sides. Also, in what looked like a poorly produced ISIS hostage video, Megyn Kelly tells her 18 viewers that she will be leaving Fox News Channel at the end of this week, well ahead of the end date on her current contract. Well, don't let the doorknob hit you with a good Lord split you, Megyn. And apparently there are no good lawyers in California. So, in anticipation of a upcoming rough 4 years, the Golden State has tapped former AG Eric Holder to help them fight Donald Trump on just about everything. Could this latest move give real credence to the Cal exit movement? And should we really stop them? All that plus Gallup has a new poll out showing a possibly alarming trend for future presidential elections. House Speaker Paul Ryan and myself have something in common. We're both apparently pretty uncool. And I want to share with you guys a story about a conversation I had with some very unlikely Trump supporters yesterday. We have all that plus the daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report. But first, let's get to our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You gotta check out rhinoreport.com. The new article by Robert is up there. You can sign up for the newsletter there, and How to Listen tab is there. And as always, you can follow us on Twitter at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air, at Rhino on air, also the same on Gab, and you can email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. Do not go anywhere. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to this Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. Big shout-outs to everyone listening right now, Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty feed, as well as streamingtalkradio.com, and the replay, of course, Midnight Eastern on KLRNradio.com. So the two comets we talked about in the open to the show are a little concerning, and what's the most concerning part about them to me? Now, I think our JPL lab does a very good job at spotting a lot of this stuff. They only found it in November. It's more than probably a 99.99999% chance it doesn't come anywhere near us, either one of them. But the fact that they only found these things, because one was kind of hiding behind the other in November, is a little concerning. And it was late November. So you're talking about, let's say that there was the possibility for an impact. I'm not saying there is, but if there ever was, do you think 5 weeks is enough time? I mean, with all the holiday shopping you have to do, also, is 5 weeks enough time to get ready for a possible impact if that were the case? The one is almost a kilometer wide. I'm not sure what kind of damage that would do. I guess it depends on where it hits, if it's the ocean, if it's a small lake or a sea or earth or whatever. But still, regardless, you're talking about a lot of damage. It's not like a little pebble falling from the sky. And this is sort of a product of Obama in the last 8 years and really just not paying any attention to the space program and NASA. And I know some people think it's very fruitless in the fact that we haven't been to the moon in like 50 years. And what are we really going to find out there? And is there any possibility? And we don't know how to get 10 light years away. It becomes very hard for us to wrap our heads around. That's why we have physicists who do that for us. And I still think it's very important now with Donald Trump taking the oath of office in January that we really or January 20th, what, 16 days from today, that we really start to not necessarily pour a ton of resources into NASA, but get it cranking again. We lost a lot of time. And when you lose time like that, progress seems to slow down to a crawl. In fact, you have to go backwards now. And when you look at some of the pictures we're getting, like from Pluto, right, last spring, that satellite that went past Pluto, that was technology developed like 20 years ago. And it's pretty remarkable what we could do then. And the fact that we really stopped for almost 10 years, I think is rather concerning. And that's just my opinion. But I want to tell you a story about a conversation I had yesterday. Now, after the show, I was hanging out with some of my construction buddies. They're all union. They're iron workers. They're steam fitters. They're machine operators. They are teamsters, truck drivers, all union. And they were all told by their union bosses, this is all in the New York area, to vote for Hillary Clinton. In fact, these unions had signed trucks going around, vote for Hillary. They were parking them out front of the debate at Hofstra University. And as we're talking, one of the guys says to me, he says, "You do a little radio show, right?" And I said, "Well, you know, I've been told it's average. I don't know that it's little, but yeah, we do a little show." And so I started more interviewing the guys because they kind of wanted me to talk about this today. And I was going to do it anyway, so I started asking some questions. And I'm asking the group, why Donald Trump? Because they all voted for Trump. They were afraid to tell their union leaders, but they were all voting for Donald Trump. And I asked why. And everybody, mind you, was very giddy that Trump won. Again, union workers. One guy said Obamacare. Another guy said the minimum wage. Another guy said law and order, respect for police. Someone else said taxes. Somebody else said global standing, how we look in the eyes of other countries. Another guy said he was just happy to say Merry Christmas again. Somebody else said terrorism was a big issue for them, and someone else said they didn't like politicians, and someone else said they didn't like the whole bathroom controversy, wanted to know what we've become as a country, that some people find it acceptable to let grown men into a bathroom with little girls. And it sort of hit me. It sort of hit me. Not to mention, I'm in a room full of crude white guys, okay? And not one person mentioned race or gender. So it sort of hit me that each person has their own individual reason, which was greater than any other reason out there to that specific individual. See, normally every 4 years, the question is, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And that's the question you ask yourself when you go into the voting booth and you pull a lever. And if it's the same guy or gal, the incumbent, you vote for them. If it's not, you vote for the challenger. But this year, this time, it wasn't like that. That wasn't the question, because the answer is an unequivocal no. Nobody is better off. Very few, the top half of 1%, they may be better off than they were 4 years ago. But most people weren't. Now, these guys I was talking to, they weren't politically savvy prior to 2016. As I said, they didn't tell their union bosses about it. In fact, they were scared of what could happen to them. Would they get furloughed if they dissented from what the union wanted them to do and how they wanted their families to vote? These guys didn't take phone surveys when the phone rang for two reasons. Number one, they thought it was a waste of time. And number two, they're working. They can't answer the phone during the day. They didn't care about Trump's crude language, which is what mainstream media wanted you to bite on. They wanted you to get, say, no, no, no. Billy Bush, Donald Trump, the things he said were disgraceful. They were despicable. You cannot vote for this guy. Forget the fact that Hillary Clinton had four people killed in Benghazi. Donald Trump said a bad word. And these guys, and I'm saying guys because they were all guys, they all have high school diplomas and some have GEDs, but all of them make north of $125,000 a year. So we're starting to learn a little bit more about that silent vote here, because we read polls. We did polls every single Thursday for the last 9 months, whatever it was, and they asked the question, are you a high school graduate? Do you have a GED? Or did you go to college? The next question is, did you make over or under $75,000 a year? Nothing took into consideration the guy or gal with a GED who made $125,000 a year who lives in suburbia. It's assumed in most circles that wealth is connected to education. These individuals I was talking to yesterday were the definition of what the silent voter was. Everyone was trying to figure it out. Here I was hanging out with a bunch of dudes in a garage, and we figured it out. So the other part of this, and we can get into this a little bit more in the next segment, is that these people were a product of Obama more than they thought. See, jobs in the economy were so bad for the last 8 to 10 years that they decided that even with a college degree, I probably can't get a job, or my prospects are not as good at getting a job. So they went to trade school. They spent 4, 5, 7 years in trade school, learned a skill trade, and now they're making lots of money. The polls never counted these people. We have a lot more to get to on this show and more of this when we come back. Hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report, defending liberty 1 hour at a time.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise. We're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about a conversation I had with what I call some of New York's best, people that build cities, that keep us comfortable, that transport goods, iron workers, steam fitters, operators, teamsters, truck drivers, and this conversation I had and how they all voted for Donald Trump, really in spite of what their union bosses, their business agents were saying, the local chapter presidents, and they were happy, they were giddy. They were like a bunch of little schoolboys happy about Donald Trump winning, people who had never been engaged in politics in their entire life. Some of these guys are in their 50s, and one of them, it was the first time they voted, was for Donald Trump. They went and they registered, they voted in the primary, and then they voted in the general election. And when it came to the topics of why they voted, whether it was Obamacare or law and order, taxes, global standing, even the guy who said Merry Christmas, you can say Merry Christmas now, which is why I voted for him, terrorism, they don't like politicians. Again, that drain the swamp stuff pulled somebody in there. It was very, very interesting. It didn't matter where. Let's say one of the guys said, I don't like the minimum wage. Okay? The fact that they want to raise minimum wage to give somebody who flips burgers the same amount of money as myself who crawls out on the end of cranes at 500 feet in the air to fix a tangled rope or something. They didn't like that. And that was their hot button. See, when you go to buy a car, car salesmen are always taught to find your hot button. What's the customer really want? What's their hot button? Is it horsepower? Is it heated seats? Is it a sunroof? Is it whatever? You got to find the hot button. And that's what it was for these guys. It didn't matter where Trump or the conservative movement or where anybody else stood on the other issues. They had one specific thing that they were voting on, and it wasn't that existential question of, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? That had nothing to do with it. Once in a while, I think the last time we really saw this, where this started to take shape, was probably with the 2014 Senate elections, when it was really the Obamacare stuff. And it was no longer, are you doing better in business? Are you making more money? Because the answer was no. It was just no. So we had this other issue, and it flared out. And as we've said on this show many times, Donald Trump did a great job with his exploratory committee figuring out what people want. So it was interesting, though, that minimum wage did start to enter the conversation a lot. A lot of these guys not happy, and they're not happy for two reasons. Number one, like I just said, you have somebody making hamburgers, making the same as much money as somebody who's building cities. So the guy building cities says, why should I crawl out 40 feet, 100 stories in the air over a derrick when I can just go to McDonald's and build a hamburger and make the same amount of money and not worry about not going home at night? That becomes the morale question. And when you start making parity in salaries, that's a question. It's very philosophical that we're going to have to answer. Will somebody put themselves out? Will they just be a good human being? Some people think that we are inherently good. And yes, people will be cops. They'll be firefighters. They'll be iron workers. They'll do dangerous jobs for the same amount of money as somebody who is boiling French fries. People like me say, no way, that'll never happen. You may have a couple, but it won't be enough to support the economy and create a safe society. That's my own opinion on that. I mean, and again, New York State, this came into play also. This is how the conversation sort of started. Yesterday went into effect that by 2021, in New York State, you have to have a $15 an hour minimum wage. Which means if you're a business owner, you need to increase your revenue year over year by 15% for the next 4 years just to maintain current operating conditions, which is totally unexpected, and you can't expect to do that when you've had a growth rate of less than 3% every year nationally. If you start outperforming national growth, they're going to smack you with taxes so hard you get back in line with it. That's how the conversation started. And the minimum wage thing, we've talked about it a lot. And we're going to keep talking about it because it's very, very important. But, we do have to talk about Megyn Kelly. Did you guys hear? She's gone. Well, not gone yet. She's doing the show Friday, and then she's packing her bags and heading to 30 Rock. Off to NBC News. I always thought CNN. I thought CNN that she would fit right in there. But it turns out that NBC might be the better fit because they give her a daytime show, and then she's going to have a Sunday evening magazine show, whatever the hell that is. But she's still going to be around for the major political events. So it doesn't matter. All 18 people that watch her, they probably won't even change the channel to go to NBC to watch her because she's on at 9 p.m. She won't carry the same audience during the day. A whole lot of reasons. But we'll finish talking about this, plus what the Republicans are up to on Capitol Hill today. Guys, do not go anywhere. You're listening to the Rhino Report, part of the RWB Network.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I resort.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. You can check out all the old episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio, or a perfect aggregate of all the shows on rhinoreport.com. So we're talking about Megyn Kelly. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Megyn. I know, you guys are all really heartbroken that she's not going to be on Fox News anymore. In fact, if you look at the ratings on her show, she did very well. She was at the second highest, I think, behind O'Reilly. But if you look the last few months, I think it was August on out or July on out, whatever it was, people were turning off the TV or changing channels anyway after O'Reilly and then turning it back on for Hannity. Now, she played this perfectly. She was in the last year of her contract. All of a sudden, she has a spat with Donald Trump. And then, as if almost by coincidence, she gets a book deal, and then she promotes the book, and this is all in an election year, almost as if it was planned, but it couldn't have been. No one does that. Not like in baseball, where the last year of the contract, the guy all of a sudden's a home run hitter. That doesn't happen. Doesn't happen. Now, she was going to get 8 figures no matter where she went. Everybody thought CNN, turns out to be NBC News. They're going to give her a daytime show, which never works. Meredith Vieira, Katie Couric, Anderson Cooper, the daytime shows never work. You have like Oprah and Ellen. Those are the only ones in the history of TV that have ever had successful daytime shows. Also a Sunday evening magazine show that no one's going to watch, and she'll be there for all the big political events and conventions and debates and election nights. I mean, none of us are really going to see her, so it's not that big of a deal. It does... it does interject the question of who's going to take her spot. Are they going to bring Hannity down to 9 p.m. and maybe put Judge Jeanine at 10 p.m.? That would be kind of cool. Or maybe Tucker Carlson, his show's doing really well. Throw him at 10 p.m. or put him at 9. So it's going to create a little bit of some turmoil for Fox. They'll probably do what they did after Greta left with Britt Hume, put him in there for a little while until they have something really hammered out. The ratings were sure to drop this year for her, definitely, and NBC can reap the benefits of that now. You know, you have the election year, good ratings, good ratings. I thought it was kind of a slight. She did the last 2 minutes of her show last night, her last little segment there. It looked like a hostage video.
Oh, I really like you guys, but I have to move on. And, you know, she cited her kids. Her kids are 3, 5, 7 years old, something like that.
So maybe the nighttime schedule, but I know this is not a shock to anybody. It's really not a shock. All right, let's turn our attention to Capitol Hill. They're back in session. They've had the last, 3 years off, 4 years off. They're back in session now. And the battle now is over Obamacare. That was the number one promise from Donald Trump and everybody else that won in November was, we're going to repeal and replace. We're going to repeal and replace. So VP-elect Mike Pence goes to Capitol Hill. He reiterates to those in Congress, the Republicans, that the first order of business is to repeal Obamacare. Trump wants the repeal bill on his desk. On his desk, February 20th. They have 1 month to do it. 1 month. See, now you got deadlines. You got a businessman in office. You have deadlines. This is going to be a rude awakening for a lot of people. Now, the GOP can repeal with a simple majority. And they'll probably put some sort of provision in place where they'll repeal, but it won't start repealing for 18 months or 20 months. It's going to be the replace part that's going to wind up being tough. The Democrats are going to oppose everything. Unless when you sign up for the new health care, you get a free gold brick, they're gonna say no to everything. They are the new party of no. They have to preserve the only thing besides the president's, current president's skin color that will ever make him into the history books. Because as of right now, the only thing that gets him into the books is the fact he's the first black president. So Obamacare, that's going to have to be his legacy. He tries closing down these areas, these national monuments and these drilling sites. No one's going to remember any of that. It's the Obamacare. So they are tasked with the job of preserving Obamacare. In fact, they did a little speech. You had Chuck Schumer and the Motley Crue, Nancy Pelosi, who she shakes a lot, doesn't she? I mean, she shakes a lot. Was she cold? What's going on in that place? Maybe she just has pneumonia. But they do a little thing. So the House Republicans, they go out and say, we're going to repeal and it's going to be great and you're going to get to keep what you have for now and we'll transition you into something else. And Democrats come out and they do like their presser afterwards and they're standing next to a sign. These people are so bad at optics. They are terrible at optics. They're no good at it. You have Chuck Schumer, his first or second official day as the Senate Minority Leader, he's standing next to a sign that says, Make America Sick Again. Are you an idiot? Who made that sign? Who thought that would be a good idea to put there? They all look like hostages, too. They're all crammed in the camera there. None of them look healthy. Not a single one of those Democrats look healthy. The Republicans, they're smiling. They got some good color. They went, you know, to the Bahamas for vacation. The Democrats, they look terrible. They look sick, and they're standing next to a sign that says, Make America Sick Again. Ugh. They are just really, really bad at this. Now, the GOP, they got to keep two things when they decide they're going to replace. You got to keep the Cadillac coverage. That keeps the kids 26 years old and under, if they're in school or working full-time, whatever it is, that they get to keep on their parents' insurance. That's a good thing. Also, eliminating pre-existing conditions. You got to keep that too. A lot of people were able to acquire health care because of that. So we can't leave them behind. We can't do what Obama did and leave people behind. That's what they did. It was, well, you know, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. All of a sudden, no one could keep their doctor, but they liked their doctor. They left people in the dust. You can't do that. A rising tide lifts all boats. So we have to make sure everybody is able to keep what they have if they like it at the price they're paying or less. Prices can't go up. That can't happen. They're going to have to pass measures that are going to protect the consumers who are currently, like I said, on the Affordable Care Act during this whole process. And that's what's going to take a little while. They'll repeal it. The repeal won't start for 18 months, but they're going to have to come up with measures that are going to make sure people who have it, who are benefiting from it, and there are a few, not a lot, but there are a few, we got to make sure that they don't get hurt. That's very, very important. Now, Barack Obama, he took his biannual trip to Capitol Hill. I'm surprised he knew where it was. I'm surprised he knew where Capitol Hill was. He never goes there. And he had to rally the Democrats, Schumer and Pelosi, before their presser. It's a sad state of affairs on that side of the aisle. It really is. And they are the new party, you know. No doubt about it. When we come back, we'll talk about Eric Holder and what he's doing to California. And do you guys know what dabbing is? I have no clue, but I found out yesterday. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. You can follow me on Twitter, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. Same handle on Gab, at Rhino on air. So, Barack Hussein Obama, he looked up Capitol Hill on Google Maps. He found out where it was. He went over there to rally the Democrats to preserve his legacy or at least figure out how to pin any blame on Republicans. That was the whole point of this trip. They still don't get it. The Democrats don't get it. Almost every victorious Republican in November ran on the repeal, replace the Affordable Care Act platform. And again, listen, it comes down to the Democrats with their listen to us, we know better, totally disregarding the views of their electorate. See, the Democrats have become the party, they're not the party of no yet, they're going to get there, but they're the party of follow us. Just follow us. We know the way. We're holding the flashlight. We're going to lead you through this dark alley. Get behind us. The Republicans are starting, and I'm going to emphasize starting, very, very in its infancy, starting to become the, okay, we give. What is it you guys want us to do? And that is only because Donald Trump won. Had he lost, they would be just as bad, if not worse, than the Democrats. They're starting to realize 2010 with the Tea Party was a wake-up call. 2014 was a honeymoon. 2016, we mean business. You gotta do what we tell you to do. If you don't, you're gone. We are so adamant about this, we will elect someone to the presidency of the United States who has never even held elected office, who is a major player worldwide, who's a billionaire, and who says crude things. That's how serious we are. And they are starting. I'm going to get killed for this, but they're just starting to listen. Some of you out there say, no, 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 they still don't listen. You can see it. The hamster on the wheel is starting to turn a little bit. It's been asleep for the last 50 years. So it's got to wake up slowly. So we're starting to see it. But this is where the Republicans, like Donald Trump has been doing, have to keep going back to the people with the message, with the Twitter, with the Facebook, with the Instagram, with the whatever they're snapping and gramming. That's what they have to do. Take mainstream media out of the equation. They are totally still in the tank for the Democrats. Always have been, always will be. That will not change. You may have more conservative outlets coming out there with Breitbart and Town Hall and maybe Daily Caller if you want to consider them that, or the Rhino Report. Like, there are more. But 80 to 85% are still totally in the tank for the Democrats. So you have to bring the message to the people. If you got to mail everybody in this country a letter, you do it. However it takes to get your message unfiltered to the people. And the Democrats will not be able to do anything. They are so flustered. They're standing in front of a sign that says, Make America Sick Again. And they all look sick. Every single one of them look like they have one foot in the grave and the second on a banana peel. That's what they all look like standing there. So we got it. This is going to be an ongoing thing. We have a lot of ongoing things in this show. This is going to be one. We're going to talk about Obamacare for apparently the next 4 years. Maybe after that, Trump Care. Who knows? All right, let's talk about quickly California. California, they've retained the firm that Eric Holder works for. Covington and Burling, that's the name of the firm, a law firm. And they're going to help California fight Donald Trump on just about everything. They're concerned immigration, sanctuary cities, because there are some bills in Congress now that say if you resist, now these bills have not been passed, but they say if you resist the orders from ICE in regards to your sanctuary city, not only will you lose your federal funding, you may have to pay back what you've gotten the last few years. So some of these cities, like New York City, is looking at something like an $8 billion bill they got to pay. That's going to pale in comparison to the $35 million that de Blasio wants for security at White House North. So you have immigration, climate change. They're afraid that Donald Trump's going to ruin the globe starting in California. The environment, voting rights. So they got Eric Holder involved. I don't think he's going to be handing out guns to the street gangs. I know he's used to doing that, but I don't think he's going to do it. They're just making a lot of money. It's a contract. He's going to be the speaking head for the Democrat caucus in California. There's not a whole lot they'll be able to do on a federal level. Listen, if you are that unhappy, if you are that unhappy with the way things are, then you know what? Leave. Just leave. And this Cal exit thing may gain some steam. You can go. You would never survive, but you can go. See, when you talk about states seceding, and we have gotten way astray here, but when you talk about secession of states, there has to be a game plan in place. And generally, it starts with being a prosperous state. If you're not prosperous, you'll never make it. You'll be a third world country inside of 6 months. And that's what California would be. Places like Texas could do it. They can drill, baby, drill all they want. They'd be the richest country in the Western Hemisphere. Vermont, they could do it. They've tried that in the past, too. But these are prosperous states. California is not a prosperous state. They can't drill, they can't dig, they can't do anything but make movies. That's all they're allowed to do. And the movies have to get passed through the White House first to make sure they fit the narrative. At least the current White House for the next 16 days. So, I would like to see if California is really going to fight Donald Trump on everything, good or bad, just because it's a different opinion, you know, these all-inclusive Democrats, if they're going to fight Donald Trump on everything, I would like to see Jefferson come through again. Jefferson had it right. They are not represented. And now, with Eric Holder as your, essentially your state attorney, now you're really not being represented. In fact, you're being subverted. All right. When we come back, no more secession talk. Do you guys know what dabbing is? I have no idea. And there's a new Gallup poll out that shows elections in the future may be very similar to what we saw this year. I'll explain when we come back. One more little break, guys. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. Also, there is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The best show in the world is Two Scorpions and a Brandy Glass. I'm Barry Farber. It is nice when you call and say, oh, Mr. Farber, I agree with you, but that really gets us nowhere. I want your enmity, hostility. I want your questions. Give me a call right here on The Barry Farber Show. Weekdays, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
All right, guys, welcome back to this final segment of the Rhino Report. Time is flying today. We need to go find our flux capacitor and dock and go back in time because we went through so much. I have so much more I want to do, but I'm not sure if we'll get to it. We'll see. All right, so dabbing. You know what dabbing is? I had no clue. I still really don't understand what it is. Like, I knew what T-bowing was. I understood that because I watched sports. I'm a guy. But this dabbing, no, I'm not quite sure. But I guess I have to accept the fact that I'm old, I'm uncool, and I'll never really understand this stuff anymore. But you have Roger Marshall, who is a new Republican member of Congress, was getting sworn in yesterday by House Speaker Paul Ryan, and his son Cal, Cal's a cool name, but Cal was supposed to hold the Bible, and instead he dabbed. It looks like you're sneezing, like you put your arm, your face in your elbow pit, and you, I don't know. So Paul Ryan says to him, are you sneezing? And then Representative Marshall says, yeah, he's sneezing. He knew his son was being a jerk. He knew all about it. So he goes, yeah, he's sneezing. So apparently now Cal looks like he's like, I don't know, 14, 15 years old. I mean, he reminded me 1,000% of Rudy Giuliani's son. If you remember Rudy Giuliani's swearing-in ceremony, there's actually an SNL skit about it. Very funny, where Chris Farley plays Giuliani's son. It reminded me of that a lot. So apparently Cal is now grounded, which so I guess yeah, he's in his teens or whatever. My favorite part of this video, if you go to, we'll put it up on the website, is if you look all the way to the right, there's like, I don't know, 8 or 9 people standing in the photo shot. All the way on the right, this guy looks like it could be Jack Black's illegitimate child. He looks just like a younger version of Jack Black, Mr. Tenacious D. So I don't know, this dabbing. I guess Hillary tried doing this on Ellen's show, and someone tried doing it in a debate. I don't get it. Is it a dance thing? Is it a gang sign? What is this stuff? Julian Assange, really quickly, this was on Hannity last night. He said a 14-year-old could have hacked into Podesta's email because his password was password. What a dope. This guy is such an idiot. And he said the DNC had poor security measures. I still think Seth Rich, but you'll never hear that, of course. WikiLeaks does not confirm or deny sources. The only reason they have denied Russia is because they see Obama and the Democrats are trying to change the narrative. So they're denying Russian government as a source for these leaks. And like we've said on this show many times, WikiLeaks, their reputation is based on trust. So that's why they're not going to lie to you. It was actually a good interview on Hannity last night. I think part two is tonight. I would check that out if you're not too busy dabbling, whatever it is. So, all right, last little thing here, and this is interesting. Gallup has a poll out, and they say people who identify as conservatives outnumber those who identify as liberal by a 36 to 25 margin, so 11% difference. That's actually down. In 1996, way more, about 20% more identified as conservative. So it's down a little bit. But what's happening is liberals are taking from the moderates, and that has been the plan for the last 20 or so years. So it's working. But what's happening, and Gallup says this too, is that since moderates are shrinking and most are going to the liberal side, that candidates we have in the future are going to be a lot like what we saw this last year, where you have two opposite sides of the spectrum, and perhaps having that moderate candidate, like, you know, whoever, Mitt Romney or whatever, won't be the way to win anymore. So we're going to see more extreme elections. And I think we have seen our country divide in terms of ideology a lot in the last 15 to 20 years. And it's not getting any better, but maybe it will get better soon. Guys, hope you had a good time today. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. A big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for all the hard work. Please keep it up, and please stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great rest of your day. Check out the old episodes, rhinoreport.com. And until tomorrow, guys, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.